strong all day long. Colgate, the number one oral care brand in the world. For strong teeth and healthier smiles, visit your nearest store and get yours today. Looking to buy or sell your car or commercial equipment without the hassle? Welcome to Automat 24, Zambia's trusted online marketplace. With Automat 24, every vehicle is inspected, every document verified, and the state is fully transparent. Buying or selling has never been safer, easier, or more convenient. Whether you're looking for your dream car or selling commercial equipment, Automat 24 connects buyers and sellers with confidence. Visit automat24.com or call +260 962 782 505 today, because your next vehicle deserves the Automat 24 difference.
This is it. The real thing. This is the taste of real reward. Bold. Gold. Perfectly balanced beer. Sometimes you need more than your eyes to recognize quality, because true value comes from within. Here's to Africa's most awarded beer, Carling Black Label, the official beer of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Not for persons under the age of 18.
Keeping it cool on Power FM. From Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema urges public servants to prioritize national interests for tangible results. Winter Kawimba backs anti-corruption fight. In international news, gunmen attack bar in Jos, Nigeria, leaving 33 dead. And in sports, CAF announces reforms after chaotic AFCON final.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trattis. President Hakainde Hichilema has called on public servants to put national interests ahead of personal gain in order to improve service delivery across the country. The president was speaking during the 2026 Presidential Delivery Unit, PDU, National Day, held under the theme From Commitment to Results Delivering for the People. He stressed that holding public office is a responsibility to serve and improve the lives of Zambia's over 21 million citizens. President Hichilema reflected on reforms introduced in 2023 aimed at unlocking development and removing barriers to progress. He acknowledged that the changes were initially met with resistance, including at cabinet level, due to the need for a more structured and disciplined approach. However, the head of state expressed satisfaction that there has since been a shift from resistance to acceptance. The president emphasized that consistent methods without change cannot yield improved results. He further highlighted the connection between national development and individual well-being, noting that a stronger economy would ultimately lead to better conditions of service for public workers. The head of state has also urged all public officials, including councillors, mayors and members of parliament, to remain focused on delivering results for the people. He reiterated that prioritizing national interests would naturally address personal interests, as economic growth benefits everyone. The president concluded by calling for discipline, commitment, and effective execution of duties across all levels of public service to ensure tangible results for the nation.
I'm very pleased to note that from resistance, we have moved to acceptance. The only reason you are there is to deliver for the people who put you there. Who are they? 21 million Zambians. For those that are elected, we sought public office to be councillor, council chairperson, mayor, member of parliament, president, to make someone's life better. Reforms deliver results. Because if we do things that we've been doing over and over the same way, how would you expect improvements to come? Good for you, what all that matters is the payday. You can get concentrate, look forward, distant, personal interest. When you deliver a national interest, your personal interest will be taken care of.
In another development, opposition Economic Front leader Winter Kabimba has expressed support for the government's fight against corruption, alleging that some mining companies have fraudulently obtained value-added tax VAT refunds at the expense of the Zambian people. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Kabimba claimed there is credible information suggesting that certain mining firms submitted inflated VAT claims and were subsequently paid public funds, further alleging that these activities may have involved collusion between foreign entities and local officials. Mr. Kabimba stressed that such acts of corruption undermine national development and erode public trust in institutions, calling for thorough investigations conducted by well-trained professionals capable of handling complex financial crimes. Despite being in the opposition, the Economic Front leader said he fully supports President Hakainde Hichilema in the fight against corruption, describing it as a critical pillar of governance. Mr. Kabimba, however, cautioned that the anti-corruption efforts seen so far may only scratch the surface of a much larger problem.
SARA trained people to investigate white collar crime. We have information, for example, that mining companies, some of them have made or submitted inflated VAT claims, and they have been paid Zambian people's money. Okay? We have that information. And sometimes they have connived with the Zambians. A Zambian conniving with a foreigner, collaborating with a foreigner to steal from your own people because you hold a position of power. That can't be right, at least from my viewpoint. But I don't think I'm crazy. I'm sure there are many people out there that know that that cannot be right. So I'll tell you, if there is one pillar where I'm in full support with HH, is this fight against corruption.
Government has commended the Department of Immigration for collecting over 1.6 billion kwacha in revenue against a target of 1.112 billion kwacha, exceeding expectations by 30.7%. Senior and Regional Immigration Officers annual conference in Livingston, Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwembu described the achievement as a result of discipline, dedication and hard work despite operational challenges. Mr. Mwembu stated that the department has also made significant gains in strengthening border security and curbing illegal immigration through intensified operations. He noted that staffing levels have increased from 995 in 2021 to 1,928 officers by the end of the year 2025, following the recruitment of over 900 personnel, including border guards introduced under a new structure. Mr. Mwembu further stated that the government will prioritize improved funding, transport and infrastructure, including near completion of a new immigration headquarters in Lusaka.
I would like to commend you and your staff for the good performance under difficult circumstances in 2025. I want to particularly appreciate your good work in terms of the cleanup operations and the fight against the illegal immigration in our communities. You, together with your staff, you managed to collect a record revenue in excess of 1.6 billion kwacha against a target of 1.1 billion kwacha, representing a 30.7% above the set by target by the Treasury. Indeed, such a milestone can only be achieved through discipline and hard work. With such good revenue collection, my ministry will do everything possible to ensure that your budget improves to meet your operational needs and motivate the very officers you collect this revenue. Congratulations.
Meanwhile, the Department of Immigration says the country has recorded significant growth in immigration activity and enforcement in 2025 alongside operational challenges and reforms. Immigration Director General Jafet Lishomwa says entries rose to 2.8 million, up 8%, while visas increased by 11% to over 208,000. Mr. Lishomwa stated that enforcement